with Theatre Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We're going to talk about the waterfront a little bit.
Down at Silo City tomorrow, big project, Mark Goldman's idea, performances in the grain elevators.
Sort of an environmental theatrical experience.
Which naturally leads us to Dan Shanahan, who is one of the artists asked to be involved in this activity.
The important thing, or the thing that's interesting, is the use of the old abandoned silos.
The largest of them. They're 110 feet tall.
They're monsters.
They are. And they're doing performances. They can seat 40 people at a time, and the audience will move from silo to silo. Five performances. It culminates with a concert. And the tickets are already sold, but they're setting up a festival atmosphere on the outside with refreshments and music and so on. So they're encouraging people to come on down, and they will project images up onto the silos themselves. So it should be quite eye-popping.
Let's just hope that we have good weather tomorrow. We have to introduce the audience to Seth's Big Fat Broadway, because I don't think there's a whole lot of people who know Seth.
Rodetsky? Everybody who listens to the Broadway station on Sirius XM.
If you're interested in Broadway theater and musicals especially, he's larger than life.
Larger than life, yes. And that's 72 on your Sirius XM dial, right? I know that. You know that.
He's the second button on my radio.
After WBFO AM 970. Yes. Well, he was coming to Buffalo one night only, curtain up, to perform at 710 Main, the venue formerly known as the Palace Burlesque.
It was the Studio Arena Theater. It may have stayed open if it was Palace Burlesque.
I think burlesque houses closed all over the country, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Replaced by this machine called television.
Yeah, cable TV, right. Though the comedy lives on in all kinds of theater. But Seth will come with his show where he talks a lot about Broadway, and Seth Rudetsky is obsessed with Broadway.
And knows everything about Broadway. Musicals, people, personalities, incidents.
One of the most evil, fun things he does is a compare and contrast of Madonna's performance as Evita with Patti LuPone's.
Not in the same league.
No need to guess who comes out on top in that competition, but that's Seth Rudetsky, and to get tickets, you go through the Shays box office, or you can buy them online. That's one night only, and certainly something fun to do for curtain up.
When they went on sale, we bought the tickets the very next day, because I figured that it was going to sell out.
September the 14th is Curtain Up Night, and lots coming up for Curtain Up Night.
You know, one of the Curtain Up shows, you have a close relationship with the subject matter.
Well, two, actually. You just don't know about one of them. But which one are you talking about?
From the Mississippi Delta.
Yes, Endesha Adame Holland wrote it. Dr. Endesha Adame Holland and I was her literary representative for a fateful year and negotiated her contracts, including in Chicago, including Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and at the Young Vic in England, a funny story that because Endesha had a handicap, she had ataxia nervosa, I had negotiated that she get transportation everywhere while she was in London. And they happily agreed to this until it was the reality of every time Endesha needed to go anywhere, their publicist had to make arrangements. And she complained and said, the previous playwright there had been Arthur Miller. And she said, I didn't have to do that for Mr. Arthur Miller. To which we responded, perhaps Mr. Miller could use better representation. But it was from the Mississippi Delta, her delightful story of her rise through the civil rights movement, through education, to be a success.
There's one play that is closing, and that's Mommy Queers, if you haven't seen that. Is this going to go on another week?
Not yet announced whether there'll be an extension of Mommy Queerist, but for now, they haven't played to an empty seat, and so Mommy Queerist Jimmy Janowski, as the late, great Joan Crawford, wearing clothes once owned by Vicky Vogue, trods the boards at BUA, and it's been a lot of fun. Very lowbrow comedy, and people just laughing and laughing. You didn't ask me about the other show to which I have a personal connection.
What other show do you have a personal connection to, Mr. Chase?
Meredith Wilson's The Music Man at Musical Fair. When I was a baby, the first time my mother left me with my father's aunt and mother as babysitters, it was to go see Barbara Cook and Robert Preston on Broadway in The Music Man, and I would not take a bottle. So by the time they returned home from the theater, I was screaming as an infant because my parents had gone to see Barbara Cook in The Music Man. My mother will be at Curtain Up. You can ask her about that story.
The veracity of it?
It's absolutely true. I believe her.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.